Okay, so let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive today into some important local updates happening in Vermont education.
Yeah, and our main source for this is a recent issue of the 802 Ed. It's a newsletter that really focuses on Vermont education news, leadership updates, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And our mission here is pretty simple, just to pull out the most significant insights from this source to get you quickly informed about what's going on in Vermont schools.
It's actually a great snapshot, this issue. It covers, well, quite a range from big state policy stuff right down to the, day-to-day things for teachers and kids.
Totally. And right up top in the source material is the Education Reform Bill. It looks like maybe after a lot of back and forth, they've reached some kind of final outcome, or at least a legislative compromise.
They have, but reading through the newsletter, it's really clear that people see that outcome very, very differently.
Yeah, how so? What kind of reactions are we seeing in there?
Well, the source shows a real spectrum. You've got some viewpoints that sound pretty critical, actually, using phrases like escape hatches.
Escape hatches, meaning like ways around the bill.
Kind of suggesting, yeah, that maybe it's not fully baked or there are loopholes. Then others in the newsletter seem worried about balancing the governance changes with the finance changes.
Ah, the money side.
Right, pointing to things that might drive up costs, maybe even taxes, without, a guarantee of better education. One piece even called the whole thing a power grab.
Wow, strong words. And just to be super clear for everyone listening, we're just laying out the different perspectives found in this source, the 802 Ed. We're not picking sides here.
Absolutely not. It's just, well, fascinating to see the range of reactions that this pretty significant bill has stirred up, according to the newsletter.
It really does show how complex these big system changes are, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Okay, so moving on from the big policy debate, the source also brings things down to a more practical level, like who's actually leading the schools day to day.
Yeah, there's a really practical heads up in there for school leaders. Check your licenses.
Oh, right. It said something like 500 superintendent and principal licenses are coming up for renewal soon.
Around 500, yeah, that's a lot. And it connects, directly to some other data points in the newsletter about staffing.
Okay, vacancies.
Exactly. It mentions over 60 school leader positions need to be filled for next school year. So it's not just about renewing a license. It's about this very real challenge districts face finding qualified people.
Yeah, that puts the renewal reminder in context for sure. And the source even looks outside Vermont for a second, right? Mentioned Missouri.
Just briefly, yeah. How they're letting retired teachers sub without losing benefits. It just kind of highlights that, well, staffing is a tough nut to crack everywhere, and states are trying different things.
Interesting. But amidst all that, the policy stuff and the staffing worries, the newsletter also points out some really positive things. Actual opportunities.
It really does,
Yeah.
which is great to see. Things available, like right now, for students and educators.
Like that new Kid Governor program. For fifth graders, that sounds pretty cool, getting them involved in civics.
Yeah. And summertime bowling passes for kids, a bit of fun.
Ah, man.
Also, workshops on mental health support, specifically aimed at educators, which seems really important.
Definitely. And there was stuff about UVM summer courses, professional development, pre-college programs for high schoolers.
Oh, and the National Park passes for fourth graders and their families. Don't forget that one. It's a nice mix, really learning, support, activities.
So if you kind of pull all these threads together from the source, the policy debate, the practical staffing stuff, these specific programs,
Yeah.
what's the big picture?
Well, I think what this issue of the 802 Ed shows, based on our deep dive, is a system working on like multiple tracks at once here in Vermont.
Right. You've got this high-level tension, these different views on the big reform bill. And schools are dealing with urgent needs, like finding principals. And then you have these cool programs happening for kids and teachers on the ground, all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Which sort of leads to a big question, doesn't it? How do all these different layers, the state policy debates, the local staffing realities, the student programs, how do they actually connect and, impact your experience, whether you're a student, a parent, a teacher, or just someone in the community?
It's definitely a complex picture the source paints. And, there's that editor's note at the end mentioned in the material. It felt kind of powerful.
The one expressing pride in the students?
Yeah. Even after laying out all the adult world's debates and admin challenges, the focus comes back to what the kids are actually doing and achieving.
It's such an important reminder, isn't it, about the why behind all of this?
So maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. The source shows us adults talking, funding, structure, control. Important stuff, sure, But that editor's note really grounds it. How do we make absolutely sure through all these debates that the focus stays laser sharp on the students, on giving them the best education, the best future we possibly can? Because ultimately, that's the real bottom line.